Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, and Rock Hills. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats with head coaches Leah Bergman and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit and by Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton.
And again, welcome to our Thursday Locker Room Chats. We're with Leah Bergman, the coach of the St. John's Tipton girls basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we last talked. Tescott, a team that's been struggling this year. You beat them 61-23 in Tipton last Friday. And then on Tuesday, you go to Thunder Ridge. You got out to a great start and win it 78-46. Career high 31 for Carly Brummer in that. Jenna had 22. Gingler and then Linnell Gingler with 13 as well. These last two games, obviously, two nice wins in the league for you as you continue to move forward. What stood out the most?
Yeah, Tescott was a good game for us, playing at home in Tipton there. Being on the smaller court, I think, played to our advantage. We were able to get the ball out and run the floor well. They did some things defensively that was different, that gave us opportunity to practice some things that we don't get to do a lot in practice. We don't see a lot in actual games, so we tried to take advantage of that. And then Tuesday against Thunder Ridge, they were maybe 7-2 in the league, coming into the game, so we were expecting it to be a physical game. I knew that we should be able to run the floor and have some success with a faster paced offense, so that's what I really challenged our girls to do. Is I told them we didn't have a game this Friday, so there's no reason for us to not give 110% in that game. So I felt like we did a good job at getting the ball up and down the floor. We passed the ball really well down the floor, and we saw each other. And then Carly and Jenna played great for us. It felt like anytime they touched the ball, they were scoring or passing the ball to girls in scoring positions. So it was a good game for us. It's good to get them play some more games. Missing out on that league tournament, we are missing a couple games, but I think we're finally starting to get in a little bit of a groove, both offensively and defensively, and hopefully we can continue that going forward.
As you mentioned, no game on Friday, so you get ready for Lakeside coming up on Tuesday. That's a team they've been kind of struggling at times this year, and they do have potential. You can see that, but they do have a lot of young girls on the team. What are your thoughts about this Lakeside matchup on Tuesday?
Yeah, usually teams, when they play us, always give us their best shot. They come prepared to play, and so we're expecting Lakeside to do the same thing. We're expecting them to play the best they can and give us all they got. So, I know they're probably not where they would like to be, but like you said, they're young and they're talented, and, they're going to be probably streaky. I told our girls against Thunder Ridge, teams are going to go on runs. They're going to score points. We can't expect ourselves to not allow the other team to score at all. But what's important is that we don't let it get out of hand and we don't get flustered, and we can stop it as early as we can. And then we just maintain our composure and just stay steady. We don't want to be an up and down team that goes on runs but then has really low lows. We just want to be a team that's steady from the beginning of the game to the end of the game. We're playing the long run. And so that's what I'm looking forward to on Tuesday.
Leah Bergman, coach of the Lady Jays, St. John's Tipton. Coach, again, thanks for being with us. Enjoy a Friday night off, and we'll talk to you and see you on Tuesday there at Lakeside.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you, Dusty.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Count on us to cover life's necessities. With multiple locations, our agents can provide several quotes from various providers, which means you have options. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns. See Brooke or Lisa in Tipton or Paul in Mankato. Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Lance Bergman joining us now, coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. Coach, two big wins for your team since we talked last. You beat Tescott on Friday, 63-38 there in Tipton, and then a 71-34 win over Thunder Ridge on Tuesday. Jacob Winkler had 16, Christopher LaRocque 15, Edward Hrenek 14 in the win on Friday. Hrenek led you with 16 on Tuesday. Tyson Gates with 14, Winkler had 10. Just kind of looking at your double-figure scores there, but two wins in league play here. What stood out in these two?
Execution, doing the things that we needed to, doing the things we talked about to make ourselves a better team and, you know, improve. I know the boys on Tuesday probably thought I was being a little ridiculous, but we were came out of the gate. I told them not to settle if I wanted to get the ball inside because we did so well Friday. I mean, against Tescott, I mean, like you said, Jacob and Chris, you know, had big games, and then I think Gage had 8. So we got the ball inside, was doing well, and then was kicking it out to the outside shooters, not having to force the shots on the outside. We were able to, by doing so well inside, it made it an easier shot. I think Edward went 4-for-6 from 3 in that game against Tescott. And that was based off of the fact that he was able to get his feet set, get his time, and then knock down the shot. I mean, he can shoot it moving and shoot it off the dribble and all that too. But, he, you know, if you're going to give the – if you can give him an extra half a second to get his feet really set, lined up, he's a pretty good shot. And so that really made me happy. I felt like we pushed the floor. Even on the small floor, we got the ball out. We're looking for our teammates better. You know, we're not – we're trying to make an extra pass here or there and just making the right decision. And that was – I was pretty happy about that against Tescott. I was a little worried about Tuesday. I come out and I thought, okay, let's do what we need to do, working inside. We settled for 3-point shots right away. I mean, yeah, they were open, but I'm like, we just talked about this, guys. I was just so excited about how we did it. Kind of got after them a little bit. And by the time we went in the locker room, you looked at the shot charts, we were getting after it and getting it inside. And you could see we were attacking the basket underneath. And that's what we need to do. And those are the things I thought I noticed. There's a couple times. I mean, and I told Coven, I could tell Coven and Chris just didn't seem real happy about it Tuesday, but I thought they played well. There was one that I thought Jacob made a great extra pass to Chris underneath, and he was able to finish. Chris hit a nice 15-foot jumper, and then Coven was kind of down if you don't hit his shots, but I thought he made one of the best plays that he's made all year. It was a great decision against their zone. He drove in. He got 5 guys to, you know, come down and crash hard on him because he was a threat going to the basket, and then kicked it out to the corner to a wide open, you know, Edward. And I mean, he was sitting there just waiting for the ball, got it. I mean, it was nothing but net. And then Tyson did a really good job on the pressure up front, on pressing, got some easy baskets, did an excellent job of rebounding backside. And then there was another one that, you know, we talked about, a hockey assist. Get the ball up the floor, and you know, you might not get the actual assist, but because you made such a good pass pushing the ball up the floor, there's one that Edward caught it, and he didn't even have it in his hands for a split second. He already knew he was going to Gage, he was running the floor, and made a great pass, but it all happened because of the outlet pass we had. Those are the things that I was looking for. That's just good basketball sense. Personally, I'm excited, you know, that we don't have a game Friday because my kids' game's on Thursday, but at the same time, I'm really bummed for the high school side of it because I want a game Friday. That's going to be a little bit of a bummer, but, man, we get into the next week, and you know, we're looking at a lot of basketball, and then before you know it, you're in sub-state.
Give me some thoughts on Lakeside. It's a team that really hasn't quite put it all together yet, I don't think. But if they do, they can be pretty dangerous in the matchup on Tuesday, right?
And that's exactly right, Dusty. I've seen some film. I've seen them play really well. I mean, they played Osborne really well. They're a good basketball team. They got a lot of good pieces. It's just another one of those probably similar to us. The more they play, the better they're going to get. And it's, you know, everybody ran into that when we lost that league. And then you start tournament and you start scrambling. I mean, this is when, you know, you're trying to find your continuity and you're not getting – consistent game. So we got to go to their place. It's not like we're going to walk in there, it's going to be an easy game. Yeah, they may have, you know, hit a bumper road here or there, but when we come into a gym, we're usually going to get team's best effort. Lakeside's one of those. They're going to be ready to go. They're going to be geared up. And I mean, they can play basketball. I know they probably let a couple of them slip away that they shouldn't have, but we're going to get everything they have on Tuesday. And we're going to have to execute, take care of the ball, and then we're going to have to make them play our basketball game. You know, we can't get caught up in letting them control the tempo and kind of, you know, make us do what they want. So that's going to be our goal, is to build off the things we've learned this week, the last two games, and then, you know, really get excited because we got Lakeside followed by Osborne next week. Those are two really big league games for us.
Yeah, that's Coach Lance Bergman of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again, Coach, for being with us. We'll see you on Tuesday against Lakeside.
All right, sounds good, Dusty. We can't wait. Really excited for next week. Thank you.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit and Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton and Mankato. Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Count on us to cover life's necessities. With multiple locations, our agents can provide several quotes from various providers, which means you have options. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns. See Brooke or Lisa in Tipton or Paul in Mankato.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Scott Germark and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you each and every week by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and by Nextech.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats. Welcome to our Lakeside Locker Room Chats. Scott Germark, head coach of the Lady Knights, joining us here on Katy Country 94. Coach, you went out to Osborne on Friday. Your only game so far here over the last week since we talked. 66-37 loss there. Just take me through the game. I know Osborne's got a quality team, and they jumped out to an early lead, and you guys were kind of climbing uphill most of the game. What were your thoughts of the loss there in Osborne Friday?
Yeah, like you said, Osborne definitely has a quality team, and we knew going in, I mean, we're going to stick to what we do. You know, we were going to play man and try to get out and pressure on things and try to take advantage of some of the mismatches we had. And, you know, Gracie goes out and she gets 33 on you. I mean, she can do that on anybody. And stuck Marley on her, and, you know, for being a freshman, I thought she did good. I mean, there's nothing you can do when she's hitting step back threes. I mean, and you can tell she put in the work over the summer. But they're a tough team. I mean, they got a lot of girls that are aggressive, and they can go inside and out. And I thought, you know, how we played really good. We handled the pressure really good at times. And, you know, we came out after halftime and went on a nice 10-0 run. And, you know, it's encouraging to see that those things, because we are capable of it. You know, you see it every day in practice. And like I said, at some point it will transition over to the games. But I was really happy with the girls. You know, if we can just stop turning the ball over at the rate that we do, we'd be in these games a lot more. But they did good. Osborne's a dang good team.
You got a Rock Hills coming up on Friday here. This is a team you played early in the season. Your second game of the year, lost to them by 21. I know both teams look a little bit different here. That was way back in early December. So when you look at this rematch, what do you need to do to have success at Mankato on Friday?
Yeah, really, we got to try to control the Timmerlink and Meisner girls. I mean, they're well coached. I mean, they run their offense well, and they're going to get out and be aggressive and play defense. And I think what we've seen over the year with us being a young team, you know, that's where teams try to attack us. And every game we've been getting comfortable. So really, you know, try for us, it's to take care of the ball. That's the main thing, and not trying to let them break loose and have nights like they've had on us before. But I expect it to be a good game, and I know they'll be ready for us.
Scott Germark, coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team, on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and good luck at Mankato coming up on Friday.
Thank you, Dusty. I appreciate it.
What's all the excitement about? Switch to TV now and get two free Amazon Fire Sticks. Watch your favorite shows anywhere you're connected to Cunningham Telephone and Cable, on TV, on your mobile device, or tablet. Get whole home worry-free Wi-Fi, 100 DVR hours, restart TV, replay TV, and two streams of expanded TV now. Want to know more? Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, and Glen Elder for details. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donlevy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
I called the Nextech help desk and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to Nextech.
Real reviews from real customers. At Nextech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
And back on the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Drew Dusky joining us now, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights. Coach, the one game since we talked last, you put at Osborne on Friday, and you know they jumped out to an early lead on you, and kind of like a lot of games here this season, you did fight back and try to make it a game there, but in the end you fall 59-50. Did get a nice night from Jace Cunningham with 16. Ian Christine had 15 with three threes, and Caden McCoy made three threes, doubling his season output, had 11 for you. Just overall, how do you feel about the performance? I know Osborne's a very tough team to face on their home floor.
Yeah, and I thought we played pretty well, overall. We knew it was going to be physical. We tried to match their physicality. We tried to get the ball inside as much as we could. We missed some shots underneath that I think we should have gotten. But when we kicked it out, we did a nice job of knocking down shots from the outside. That's probably the best we've shot from the outside all year. But they're so hard to guard, with Guttery and Goheen inside, trying to keep those guys at bay, and then Hamill. We were switching McCoy and Christine off on him as much as we could, and I think he still had 26, and I thought we played really good defense on him. He can score from anywhere. But you look back and we got within six, I think, and had the possession to get to four or three and just couldn't get over that hump there. But I was happy and proud with the way the boys played, and I thought if we could continue to play physical like that, I like the way we're gonna look in and out this year.
So you move on now with Rock Hills coming up on Friday. It's a team that you played already once this year, and that one was kind of like the other end of the spectrum of what we talked about with your game against Osborne. You jumped out to a really big lead on them and had to hold on for a 7-point win. Obviously, both teams are a lot different. That was the second game of the year. What do you expect in this rematch with Rock Hills coming up Friday?
Yeah, it's going to be a physical game. It's going to come down to who can limit their turnovers and who can be consistent on offense. And I feel like it's going to be close going into the fourth quarter, and hopefully, we can do the things that we do well and try to keep them at bay. You got to keep the McDill kid from scoring a lot. They've got good size inside and they're physical, and we've got to be able to try to match that physicality and try to get to the line and knock down some free throws, and hopefully we can play well again and come out with a win.
Drew Dusky, coach of the Lakeside Knights here in a Locker Room Chance. Coach, thank you for being with us, and best of luck out at Rock Hills on Friday night.
Thanks, Dusky.
Fans can catch the game on Z96.3 The Lake. Pregame coverage beginning at 5:50 for girls pregame, and tip off after that with the boys to follow Friday. Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, and the Brush Group in Downs, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
I called the Nextech help desk, and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to Nextech.
Real reviews from real customers. At Nextech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donlevy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available at the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Call Cunningham Telephone and Cable today and switch to TV Now and get your first month free. Never miss your favorite shows. Have the luxury of watching what you want, when you want, on your TV, mobile device, or tablet. Find out what customers love about TV Now. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, or Glen Elder for details. CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Connect with us.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue with Rock Hills head coaches Nick Meisner and Zach Duffy. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake and online, kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
And welcome back in the locker room chats on KD Country 94. Nick Meisner joining us now, the head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. Coach, 48-17 loss on Tuesday to Sylvan Lucas, the only game since we talked last. I know that they usually have a pretty good defensive unit, and Maggie Labrador has been outstanding for them all season and had a plus 20-point performance there. Just kind of looking at the team and some things that stood out, what do you see there against Sylvan Lucas on Tuesday?
Yeah, you know, we knew they were a tough team coming in, and we were off on Friday, so, you know, we kind of had some momentum going, I felt like, and then we had to set for a week with the way the schedule shook out. That was actually our Wilson game that we just didn't ever get replaced. So, yeah, you know, they came to town. They came to play. Their defense, you hit the nail on the head, very good defensively, very aggressive, and if you let them take it to you, they're going to get some runouts and get their offense going that way, and that's exactly what they did. We didn't break the press very well. Kind of disappointed in that. We're better than that. We just kind of, I felt like we weren't real focused to start the game, and it kind of snowballed on us quickly. But then you couple that with Labrador getting loose, and really we kind of contained her the first half, but we got in a little bit of foul trouble and put her to the line. And so I'm sure she kind of got going there and then hit a couple trays in the third quarter in the second half and really kind of open things up. But, they're a good team. Probably one of the top two teams we've seen this year. I think they're going to make a deep playoff run or postseason run. And they're pretty well coached, too. They're doing some sets and calling timeouts and working on things. And that's kind of what we like to do, and always coaching and always trying to work on something. So my hat's off to them and their coach, and really respect them as far as that. But offensively, you know, we weren't aggressive. We weren't really attacking. And when we did, we couldn't buy a bucket. We missed layups. We missed bunnies and two-footers and free throws. It just wasn't our night. And that's what I told the girls. Sometimes that happens in basketball. You're allowed to have an off night. You just can't have an off week. And so we kind of, in the locker room after the game, just kind of erased everything off the whiteboard and said, on to Lakeside. And that's kind of how our mindset's got to be.
Lakeside, as you mentioned, they're your next opponent coming up here Friday night. You host them, beat them by 21 early in the season, probably one of your best games, but both teams have probably improved quite a bit since then. Some quick thoughts on what you will expect with the Lakeside game coming up on Friday.
Yeah, that seems like forever ago. At the beginning of the season, they've changed and improved, and I'd like to think we've improved since then, and I don't expect it to be a 20-point win as well. I think it'll be a dogfight, and we're kind of contending for the 4, 5, and 6 seed in our sub-state and trying to get a home game. And big picture, you know, that's kind of what's at stake with this head-to-head matchup. So it's a pretty big game regarding that. I'm sure they want to you know, exact revenge a little bit and get a win against us to kind of even that up. You know, they're talented. We got to watch Brummett. She's been scoring 15 to 25 points a game, night in, night out, and they've got some pieces around her that, you know, if they get going, they're a pretty good team. You know, I think there's a lot of similarities in our teams with one another, so I think it's going to be a good matchup and, like I said, a battle. I just hope we can get back on the right track and kind of wash last night off our hands and give you a good game and see if we can go get a win and get back on the winning track.
Nick Meisner, coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time, and best of luck against Lakeside Friday night.
All right, thanks, Dusty. Appreciate it.
Check out the great deals now at the Tuesday at Kier's Shirtway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have French boneless beef bottom round roast for $3.49 a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Kier's Shirtway, downtown Mankato. Check out the great deals now at the Tuesday at Kier's Shirtway in downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have frozen one-piece pork back ribs for $2.99 a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Kier's Shirtway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, Zach Duffy joining us now, the head coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Coach, hard-fought game, but you fall to Sylvan Lucas at home 45-36 on Tuesday. Looking back at the game against the Mustangs, obviously that's a team that is very well coached and is starting to learn a little bit more about themselves. What were your thoughts of the loss there Tuesday?
Yeah, I was really proud of the boys for the way that they battled and kind of fought back after a really, really slow start. First quarter, we gave up 15 points, and in the second half, we gave up 18 total points. So that first quarter, we just came out kind of flat and allowed too many offensive rebounds, and they got 6 to 8 points off of those offensive rebounds, and that kind of dug a hole for us. But our guys are really starting to understand on the defensive end of the floor what it's going to take for us to stay in games and compete in games, and that's kind of where we're at with scores right now. We're going to have games that are in the 40s and low 50s for us to be there at the end. And I was really proud of their defensive effort and the way that they handled themselves, you know, after I kind of challenged them at the end of that first quarter and they shored up on the offensive glass. And I was just really proud of the boys. We need to keep developing on the offensive end and keep developing some younger guys to help us score the basketball. But we'll get there. And like I tell them, if the defensive end is where we want it, then that offensive end will come naturally. But hats off to Sylvan Lucas. Like you said, they're finding themselves too, and they got a young team, and they're just really well coached, and they get up in your face a little bit. And so it was a great game for us, and I was proud of the boys.
Lakeside coming up on Friday. You had a battle with them the first time. They beat you 65-58 there at the preseason tournament, and you have them at home coming up on Friday. Some overall thoughts about the rematch with Lakeside and what you need to do to have success against them.
Yeah, over the last few years, it's been a lot of good games there between us. You know, whether it's we play each other in the NPL tournament or in a preseason tournament or regular season, it's been pretty close and been good contested battles. I know that first contest we had to really fight back. I think at one point we were down 19 or 20 points and got it back to fight there at the end. But, you know, another team that's really well coached and is going to offer, you know, the Cunningham kids back now and then the Remus kid on the inside and some other really good players too. So it'll be a good challenge for us, and we're going to take these next few days to to really make sure we're doing what we need to on the defensive end in practice and making sure we keep taking steps there. And then, like I said, offensively, you know, over the next few days, we've got to get some other guys involved and try to get some other scores outside of Cooper. So that'll be what we'll look at. We're looking forward to the challenge and them coming here on Friday.
Zach Duffy, coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team here in Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time, and we will see you Friday. Best of luck against Lakeside.
Thank you.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cures Surfway in Mankato and Boner Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Boner Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Don't miss the great deals now to Tuesday at Cure Shirtway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have blueberries by the pint, 2 for $5. It's now the Tuesday at Cure Shirtway, downtown Mankato. You'll find great savings now the Tuesday at Cure Shirtway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have red grapes for $1.99 a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Cure Shirtway, downtown Mankato.
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Night Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, and Rock Hills. And we invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, and the Rock Hills Grizzlies.